The Heronia Grey Jays played a doubleheader at Orillia recently. The Grey Jays played an outstanding first game with pitcher John Baird throwing three shutout innings, and the Jays were able to hold a 6-5 lead after four innings. Baird's pitching remained strong for the remainder of the game, and with the help of good play in the outfield by Joe Rankin and Randy Massicott, the Jays held Orillia to 10 runs in the 10-7 loss. Given how great the difference has been this season between the league's two tiers and with two regular outfielders out for the season, this was a tremendous effort. In the second game, the injury bug struck the Jays yet again, with the second baseman suffering an arm injury that took him out of the game and pitcher Blaine Nealon having an upper leg injury that hampered his pitching. Once again, the Grey Jays had to play shorthanded and cobble together a defense with players playing out of position. Not surprisingly, Orillia took advantage of the situation and built up a 23-3 lead after six innings. However, in the top of the seventh, the Grey Jays demonstrated their no-quit attitude and batted around the order to score seven runs in the inning for a final of 23-10. Simcoe Muskoka slow pitch standings: Barry Green 24 wins 2 losses 48 PTS, Barry Blue 17 wins 7 losses 34 PTS, Orillia 17 wins 7 losses 34 PTS, Bracebridge 6 wins 18 losses 12 PTS, Wasaga 5 wins 19 losses 10 PTS, Grey Jays 3 wins 21 losses 6 PTS.